for me, what really just makes me the hell in, if I can put it that way, is when you hear of like 10 billion going to SAA.
Or 9 billion rand being spent on a statue.
On a statue,
that
you know,
we are just going to look
like
at
that.
And pass.
They spent, I think, 80 million rand on a school, right, that they built, state-of-the-art school, but it was built on a wetland, so it has to be demolished again.
That time.
And no one goes to jail for this. The construction companies who built on a wetland still get to keep the loot. I mean, come on, guys. No, even if they say you got a tender, who did that geological study? Who would approve a building on that type of a surface? Mm. That guy needs to pay the government back because you didn't do your job.
That's why we need engineers, you know? Like you.
Yes. Hydraulic engineering. Yes.
Structural engineering, whatever, yes, it might be.
You know? And I mean, Nick, I haven't even gotten into engineering, the arguments and just the beef there. The number of friends I have who finished their civil engineering degrees, who are not in employment and they've got a Bachelor of Science, an honors level degree in engineering, one of the hardest courses in the world, and in South Africa, they apparently, you'll get told that no, we have an oversupply. With the terrible conditions our roads are in, and our infrastructure, and government keeps promising infrastructure, and then tomorrow, now what's going to happen? All these engineers that are unemployed are either going to branch into other industries, finance, or whatever.
They're going to leave the engineering industry.
You know, the ones that are experienced will go overseas. There's a guy who went to New Zealand who I know of. And in 10 years' time, when we now feel like we want to start building stuff, then we don't have engineers.
Dude.
And then we're going to say, and then kids aren't going to study engineering because everyone's studying math.
But it's fine. We'll get Cuban. So, according to Ace, we'll get Cuban engineers.
Oh, yes. Why not? You know,
speaking
so it's frustrating.
Speaking of roads that were not built correctly, I literally saw a picture of this guy literally
Oh, I saw that.
Taking
that
the road off the sand.
Literally rolling it off with his hands.
What is this thing?
It's basically like the bitumen or the tar that they put on.
Yeah.
They didn't put in a subgrade. They didn't put in, because you're supposed to grade the road. You don't just put tar on. You know, you have to come back to a certain type of material you need to put on so that there's strength, so that it's durable, so that you don't have water filtering through. It's because everyone's just getting a tender, bro.
Dude.
Yeah.
You know? So they're going to spend this amount and then the rest we're going to take for ourselves.
You know, so I completely understand why the employees at the SABC are frustrated. Government should start with chopping down the cabinet. If you really want to save jobs, chop half the cabinet. Half of those people are wasting so many billions anyway just on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So half the